Hi, this is Kevin Cash and Aaron Shaw from 106.9 The Eagle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Craig is the founder of Classic Albums Live. You formed it back in 2003. First question for you, how did you do it? What made you decide to do it?
Well, I'm in my 50s, and I just love classic rock. I grew up with all the Stones, the Beatles, the Floyd, the Zeppelin albums. And I got fed up of going to bars and seeing all these bands wreck it. You know, you'd go in there, that's wrong, that doesn't sound right, that singer can't hit that note, things like that would happen. So I said, if only there was somebody who could, a band who could play the music exactly the way it was recorded. And, you know, I was driving back from a gig myself, and it was like from Montreal to Toronto, where I'm from here. Mm-hmm. And within that time, I'd come up with the idea of taking classic albums, recreating them live on stage, note for note, cut for cut, using the world's best musicians, and all of the attention goes into the music. We're not going to worry about the costumes or the wigs or the flying pigs or
right.
The big crazy fancy light shows. All I wanted was almost like an orchestra to just stand there and play the music exactly as it was recorded. So, you know, when we did Led Zeppelin, you listen to the Led Zeppelin album, there's four or five guitars on there. You need a lot of guitar players to get those overdubs.
Yeah.
When we do Queen, you need a lot of singers. It's not just a four-piece band. And so I'd come up with this idea. We launched 6 weeks later, and ever since, that was 17 years ago, I wake up every morning hitting the ground running.
I would imagine quite a bit of rehearsal goes into these projects, since, like you said, you're not focusing on costumes. It's all about the music. So you pick out these guys, and you just rehearse.
That's correct. You do your originally, you know, we really needed some kind of a roadmap to try and figure out how to do this. It was really hard. And now we know how to do it. We know how to play this music properly. We're pretty much, from what I can tell, the only ones who are treating, almost curating this music for generations to follow. But originally, it was really tough. We'd get around, we're like, what is that noise?
You know? Right.
And it would always be, I can sample it. And I was like, no samples. We've got to do this organically. And that was from the clocks and Pink Floyd to kazoos and sitars. You know, we perform with orchestras and choirs. Whatever's recorded on that album, we recreate live. You know, in Octopus Garden on Abbey Road, there's this bubble sound, and we get, it's crazy, but we get bubbles, and we blow in cups, and we recreate the stuff. It sounds silly, but the audience loves it, that we go to that much effort instead of just pressing the key on a computer that makes that sound for us. So,
how do you pick the musicians for the bands that you have?
Well, I've been a musician my whole life. So when I started, you know, you kind of get over the age of 30 and you're still in the game. You've pretty much got your chops together. So I had a nice pool of people to draw from originally. Then word got out and it was like the light to moths. Note for note was the calling card.
Yeah.
And all these musicians got in touch with me. I mean, it was just so beautiful because I didn't care what they looked like, or all I wanted them was to show up and play. You know, like lots of guys can play Zeppelin, and maybe they don't look like Jimmy Page, you know. So I'm like, no, I don't care. Come play. Let me hear your tone. Let me hear how you can execute this. You know, how to hang out after the show. Are you cool? You got a job with me. Right now I'm employing just under 100 musicians.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Are the musicians interchangeable in the bands, or do they pretty much stay with whatever seems to be their niche?
Oh, that's the only time anybody's asked me. Very good. Yeah, we do interchange a little bit, but I will say that, you know, the Cal Floyd band and Beatles band, they pretty much stay the same. Same with the Zep band. Sometimes there's some cross-pollinization with the Floyd and the Beatles band. The Stones band has, it's kind of funny the way people come and go. But we've got it down. It's like a math test trying to get everybody moving. We got just under 200 shows this coming year.
So wow.
We have multiple shows on the same night.
Sure.
And it's tough, but it's worth it because just keeping all these guys working, all these people working, it's amazing.
So you've got a lot of really great albums that you guys do. Do you have any that are in the works right now?
Yeah. We're starting to work on Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water
album. Cool.
Very cool.
Well, it started because one of the guys who sang our troupe, Super Tramp show, I said, have you ever sung any Art Garfunkel? And he goes, not really. Then Wales, Bridge Over Troubled Water at Soundcheck.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I was like, wow, we got to do that. And this happens every now and then. Like, for instance, we have the Doors show come to the Weinberg Center. The guy who's fronting the Doors show is, without a doubt, the greatest Hendrix guitar player I've ever seen in my life. His name's Clifton David Broadbridge. And he and I he was one of the first shows with me back in 2003. He wails Hendrix. He gets it. He knows how to play it. And then he's a really quiet guy. And we started to, he says, Craig, I think I might be able to sing The Doors. Like, I don't think so, Clifton. You haven't got the voice. And then all of us, whoa, he just erupts and he starts singing The Doors. I couldn't believe my luck.
Wow.
Jim Morrison is such a tough voice to
sure.
get. You know, you got to have that poetry and a little bit of swagger. Plus, you've got to have a touch of baritone in there. It's so Clifton hits it. And so there's cross-pollinization. And musicians just love the challenge.
We're talking with Craig Martin, the founder of Classic Albums Live. Of course, you book a lot of shows at the Weinberg Center in Frederick, and you do have The Doors' L.A. Woman coming on Saturday night. Craig, what can you tell us looking forward maybe into 2020 as far as what acts you'll bring to the Weinberg?
Oh, I let the director. They seem to have a pretty good idea there. I mean, they've got a nice roster to choose from, so it's kind of hard for me to guess. I'd certainly like to get our Zeppelin and Beatles show back into the Weinberg, maybe
nice.
The Stones show. The Fleetwood Mac show, even though they're out touring and all that, our Fleetwood Mac show does so well, too.
Mm-hmm.
People just love that Rumors album, and they can't get enough of it. Same with Hotel California. Those are all standard ones. I'm just so glad that they're doing the Bowie album. And I believe the Tom Petty album.
Petty album as well,
So clearly the people in charge there have some real artistic vision for the mm-hmm. venue. And I love that because the Bowie show's incredible. I mean, we all miss David. We all miss all of these guys so much.
Right.
I guess it's nice when we all get together and celebrate their music and together and perform the record like that.
Craig, can we point anyone to a website so they can learn more about Classic Albums Live?
Yeah, just Google Classic Albums Live mm-hmm. and it will come up. First, you can just Google Classic Albums and we come up first.
Okay.
We're easy to find on the internet. We have this really cool, I know Facebook's been getting a lot of bad press lately. I love it, man. We get so in touch with our audience.
Sure.
And, you know, people get on our site and we talk about the show and the musicians are on there. And there's a real community that builds on that, too. So you can find us on Facebook. I think my age group, you know, we're all the oldies. We're in our 50s and 40s and that, right? 60s and... So I think we're all pretty good at networking now, too. I'll tell you one thing. None of us are on Twitter.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I saw that sometimes you can bring in local musicians for some of the shows. How do you find who to reach out to for that?
Well, we use the Musicians Union, and we've also found that some of the Army bands, the military bands,
okay.
have incredible like horn section
right.
and string players and things like that. So we use a lot of those guys. And it just comes from years of doing this and going to the community and networking. And, you know, people will email us, oh, I was at your show. If you ever need a violinist, I'm available type of thing. And we connect with them. We send them the charts. They practice. They show up. They're amazing. People just want to get involved. And I've really come to learn that if somebody says they can do it, that you can usually count on them to do it. People are really good for their word.
Well, they'll be doing it Saturday night. The Doors, L.A. Woman in its entirety. He's Craig Martin, the founder of Classic Albums Live. Craig, thanks for giving us some insight into Classic Albums Live, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you. If everybody's coming to the show, put on the L.A. Woman album before you come, because it's such a great record.
There you go.
To get primed for. And thanks for the chat, guys.
Yes, thank you, Craig. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.